This is the Meanwhile section of the Korea Chungang Daily for August 19, 2019. A Step Too Far by Kim Jun-young. Yoon Dong-han, which founded and built beauty OEM empire Kolmar Korea over the span of 29 years, came down in just 3 days after a video his company played at an employee assembly on August 7th caused outrage for its pro-Japanese and ultra-rightist comments. He bowed to the public in a press conference and resigned from all management posts. The YouTube video he played praised Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe for his patience in stopping himself from punching President Moon Jae-in in the face. The price of playing the video when the ruling party was raising a crusade to take on Japan was dear. The Democratic Party demanded Yoon kneel before the people, while a member of the party called upon the National Pension Fund to withdraw all of its stock holdings in the company. A Kolmar employee who claimed to have worked for the company for 10 years posted a plea for a reprieve of the company as it became a domestic target for the consumer boycott on Japanese brands. He claimed that Yoon said he had not agreed entirely with the host in the YouTube video, as he believed the comments to be too radical. Yoon's patriotic activities also became known. He had run a fund to support the memorial activities for Admiral Yi Sun-shin, the legendary hero against Japanese sea invasions during the Joseon Dynasty, from 1392 to 1910. He also used 2.5 billion won, or $2 billion, of his own money to buy an ancient Goryeo Dynasty, 918 to 1392, Buddhist painting from Japan and donated it to the Korean National Museum. Still, nothing had helped the company and its nosediving stock. Over 1,100 employees are entirely focused on defending the company from the onslaught of negativity. The Japanese food restaurant in Yoido, Western Seoul, near the National Assembly, has been hit hard after a ruling party head's dining came under fire by the opposition. Politicians stopped visiting in fear of being labeled pro-Japanese. The Blue House stepped in to advise restraint in the feverish or politicized response to Japanese economic retaliations. Most of all, slamming Japan should not be considered as patriotic or nationalistic. Boycotts must be voluntary, lasting, and broad to have any effect. It must not be abused to turn ourselves against each other. Our actions and words must have weight, so that we do not prove to be hot-headed in the latest spat with Japan. Subscribe to the Korea Chungang Daily, and you'll also receive a daily subscription to the New York Times.